The music that you'll be listening to on WONY 90.9 FM is music that will make your body rock. Make sure to...
Oh, wow. That was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split second, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
On Monday, March 3rd, join Class of 2025 for a Leader's Lunch. With 75 days till graduation, Lead at Oneonta is hosting lunch at the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union at 12 p.m. Also happening March 3rd, join Chuck's Comedy Club at 9 p.m. with Aurora Sings over at the Waterfront Room. On Tuesday, March 4th, join the Office of Student Experience at 5:30 for a planetarium show, a night full of planetarium and science discoveries for adult and lifelong learners. This will be happening at the Physical Science Building in the Science Discovery Center. On Thursday, March 6th, there's a gallery reception happening at the Fine Arts Building at 5 p.m. Come celebrate the gallery's newest exhibition. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
paranoid and petrified of what you've heard. But they could say the same about me.
Thank you. Hi guys, welcome back to Learning Tunes. I'm so sorry that I had some technical difficulties and now the show's on, but I had to get rid of a few songs, which is very annoying, but it's fine. So today I have like a random playlist again. There's a bunch of different kinds of songs. I have a request from someone who emailed me, which is very cool. But it's mostly gonna be songs that I've been listening to and like loving recently. Once again, they're very random, but let's see. And then I have a song that my friends are in a band and they made this song, so that's awesome. I'll play that soon, but yeah, let's get right to it because I just wasted a lot of time. The first song is called Love Me Not by, I don't know how to pronounce her name, but Raven Lene, I don't know, but I've been obsessed with this song. And then the next one is called Chest Pain by Malcolm Todd. So I don't really love the beginning of that song, but the middle, I think a lot of you guys will know it from like social media and stuff. But yeah, I hope you guys like it.
My chest is hurting. My feet can't fall out of bed. I don't know where to go, so I'll lay here instead with my symptoms, symptoms of sorrow.
So I wasn't going to talk that much in between songs because I didn't have that much time, but I have a lot to say about this song. So the movie Beautiful Boy with Timothée Chalamet, my favorite ever, and Steve Carell, I think. I just watched that recently. I don't know why, because it's really sad, but I was like, I've been wanting to watch this like for a while, so I decided to, and then this song was in it, and I think it's like about this song. And then also the movie Mr. Holland's Opus, is this song is in that movie. I remember my mom showed me that movie a long time ago, and I've been wanting to watch it recently. So yeah, and then so the song is Beautiful Boy by John Lennon, and what's really cool about John Lennon is my old professor, my old drum professor, or teacher, I guess, he knew John Lennon's son, Sean Lennon, and this song is about his son, and I just think that's so cool that they, like, made songs together and hung out with each other. That's, like, so cool. And apparently they live, near Oneonta, or in, I don't even know, somewhere near it, so I think that's very cool. Fun fact of the day. So, yeah, I hope you guys like this one.
darling Sean.
So if you've heard me, or if you've seen me walking around with my headphones on campus last week, then that's what I was listening to. Anyways, the next song is very different. That's why I'm talking again. It's Helena by My Chemical Romance, and it's a little heavier, but yeah.
I'm a girl, just like the herd. You tired of getting a kiss. We are so far from you. Burning on, just like a match. Trying to incinerate the lives of everyone you know. And what's the worst you take from every heart?
Again, I didn't think I would talk this much, but this next song was the requested one. I'm trying to find the name of the person, because I forgot who emailed me about it, but it is, sorry, I just hit my leg on the thing. It's called Make It Worse by the Rabbit Council, and if I can find the name, I will shout you out, but I hope you're listening. Because here it is. Okay. Okay, now this next song is called Sail by the Pikes, and this is my friend's band, and I'm very excited to show you guys because it's been out for a while, but I'm obsessed with it, and I remember showing my parents, and they were like, this sounds professional, and I'm like, yeah, they're very, very, very talented, so you guys should all listen and add this to your playlist, so yeah, I hope you guys like it. So, actually, I'm technical difficulties, so stay with this, but I will figure it out in a second.
We'll be right back.
At Home by Slow Pulp. If you guys haven't listened to Slow Pulp, you should, because they have good songs. And the one before that was Reckoner by Radiohead. And then the one before Sail was called Second Chances by Gregory Allen Isikol. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I never know how. But that artist is awesome. Gregory Allen. He has another song called Big Black Car, and it's very relaxing. So, yeah, I also have to cut, like, 2 songs short because I don't want to be late to my piano lesson. So, I hope everyone enjoyed this playlist this week. And I also hope everyone has the most awesome, fantastic spring break ever. I can't speak today. So, and also best day ever, because I'm having a bad day and you guys should have a good day so that I will have a good day, because that's how it works. Yes. Okay, bye guys, thanks for listening.
why did I do that? Why did I go for a walk the day before Christmas without my map? I'm so lost now. And to make it worse, it's nighttime and it's so very cold. I don't know what to do. I don't think I'm gonna make it back in time. What is that noise? What is that? Is that who I think it is? Wait, it just dropped a gift. Maybe it'll be a way back to the cabin. What the? It's a box, and it says, listen to Wony 90.9 FM to keep it locked. I don't have anything to play music on. What am I supposed to do with this? Man, I'm never going to make it back for Christmas.
Mike Rowe here with a gentle reminder that civilization is held together by pipes, wires, and cables. It's true. There are over 5 million miles of gas lines, power lines, fiber optic lines, water lines, and sewer lines all buried beneath your feet. And every 60 seconds, somebody digs into one. Look,